Ladies and gentlemen, the Florida Podmen present the World League of Idiots, the A to Z of Idiots. Good morning. Wait. Yeah, I've hit record.
It's not official until you say I've hit record. Otherwise, it's not actually an
you're
episode.
Right. You've hit record, and that's why I paused, because it felt like something was missing. I've just jabbed the microphone there. Kevin.
Mm-hmm. Chris.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, and good morning, listeners. How are you today? Yep, they're good. Yep.
Good, yeah.
Yep. Oh, no, what? That guy? Yeah, he's good too.
All that right. Guy, yeah. Now, I was just telling you just there, I keep smacking this microphone. I was just telling you there that I've got to be quick today because I'm picking up the dogs. And then I said, oh, no, I'll just save the reason. I'll just save this story. Not the reason, but I'll save this story for when we go live, when the rec sign is on in the studio.
I can't friggin' wait.
Well, our dogs have gone to like an Airbnb for the night because they're trialing out whether they'll be okay when we go away, right?
Okay.
So they're going to like their dog boarders. And, you know, I was reminded of a story that you told me about Monty being booked in at his Airbnb. And I went, and it was funny because the lady's lovely that we saw. And
Monty is my dog, by the way, for people wondering. It's not like my granddad or anything like that.
Imagine. Yeah. So there was a lady enters the door, and quite rightly, she just says, she was kind of like stood in the doorway, like, let's just do this, the intro and outro here, and then you can get off, and then these dogs can get settled in quick. It was good. It was so efficient. But she's a shy lady. She's not. I'm one of these people who fills in silences, and I hate myself for it, but I can't help myself. And then this lady would happily just kind of go, look, as long as we're all right, we don't need to say anything. We drove away, and I said to Michelle, you see, she's lovely, isn't she? She's a bit quiet, but I'm not used to that. And then Michelle said, no, I mean, you and I, kind of our jobs maybe have paved the way for how we behave. And I said, at least she wasn't up the fells.
Yes.
Now, that is an in-joke, but I just wanted to tell you, in front of everybody here, that I still use up the fells as a metaphor for being passed out on a sofa.
Do we need to fill people in? Really quick. We'll do the two-minute version. So, yes.
You
so I similarly dropped my dog off at, let's call it an Airbnb. It wasn't that fancy. It was like some farm. We'd been there before. The dog had been there before. We were going to Canada, actually. And we were banging on the door trying to drop our dog off, and nobody was answering. Banging. Like 20 minutes, half an hour, like nobody's answering. We were like phoning the lady, having a look around. It's like in the middle of nowhere in like just outside of... Where was it again? I can't remember. It was in Yorkshire or something like that, or up in northeast of England.
Was it Hexham or something like that?
Yeah, that's where it was. Sorry. And then another lady showed up to drop her dog off, and like same thing. Like, and we're just teaming up trying to figure what the hell's happening. And then eventually, one of us just looked in the window, and the lady that runs this dog boarding place, dog homestay, the dog stays in the house, was just like, no, there was a guy on the sofa, passed out. That's all we could see. And then eventually we got brave and opened the door. We thought people were dead because we had been pounding on the door, and like calling and like banging on the windows. And we thought that there was like a murder scene. And then so we opened the door, and then the dogs ran in, like jumped on the sofa, jumped on these people's heads and stuff like that. They didn't wake up. So this is like on our way to London to get on a plane to go to Canada. So we're panicking. And you know, we did find, luckily last minute, we found another place that we could drop our dog off at that we'd never been to before, but this place turned out to be really good, and actually we're dropping him off again there in a few weeks. And then this lady like got in touch with her and said, like, we're not coming, like, go to hell, like, you weren't there. And she said she had been up the fells taking the dogs for a walk. So fells are kind of like hilly, kind of a nice hill walk in the moors in the middle of nowhere for our US and other people that don't know what a fell is, listeners. Yeah. We use the term up the fells for being completely rat-assed, passed out on a sofa. When this lady was, she just said she had her dogs out for a nice walk up the fells, which she was just crackheaded out.
And the thing was, I reminded myself of the story. I've wrote it on my board. I've got a board of things that I've overheard in the, so up the fells is on there. The another one that's near to you on the board is, it's the kind of thing a friend of Raoul Moat would do. Raoul Moat, obviously yes. a hero up in Newcastle. You're not there at the moment. I heard something on a conference call where somebody said, we're not trying to turn water into funk. And I loved that. That's just amazing. Beneath that, though, is up the fell.
You've got a quote board. I didn't know you had a quote board.
Yeah, like things that I hear that I don't want to forget that I've heard. I write mm-hmm. them down. It might like so. A new guy joined our team, James, and I don't think I mentioned to him that I do this. But one day he just said, "We were talking about his 3D printer." And he said, my nozzle was busy on another project. And I was like, that's going on the board. It's so we, anyway, right. We've had our 5 minute intro.
You know, it's, let's go 5.5 minutes. And this is a quick one. I, speaking of 3D printers, we've got the company I work for. They're lovely people. There's a lot of people that are like technophobes, I suppose. They just don't want anything to do with IT. It's a necessary evil. Yeah. And one of the guys was saying that one of our customers has a 3D printer. And I was like, oh, I'm almost as good. I said, I've got a 2D printer in my office. And he was like, oh, really? Where do you get those? I'm just perplexed.
Yeah, I actually linked that. I was, you know, that was like the reverse topper. So, you know, like the one-upman.
Yeah, like, I went downed.
Yeah, yeah. So when he says, I've got an elephant, the other guy goes, well, I've got a hole that it'll go into, or I've got the tarpaulin that'll wrap it up in. I was reminded of, actually, this only the other day, where this guy goes, if you've been to Tenerife, he's been to Elevenerife. I love that. That's, in fact, if it wasn't so well known, I'd put it on the board. Yeah. That's a 6.5 minutes, then. So, right.
That's the end of the episode.
It was worthwhile doing these things when they happen, is to capture these moments for all time.
But well, especially we're both old men. We'll be senile soon and we won't know what the hell we talked about on a, you know. So now we know the fell story has been done again.
Well, a reminder of what we are here for is that we're telling idiot stories from around the globe and we're doing it with the letter of the alphabet to give us an inspiration to what that story needs to be. Today is M.
Yes.
And it's you to go first.
Yeah, and I thought it was N today because I came on board and I said to Chris, I got an M story, but we did it last week because I'd saved the L story on my computer as M for some reason. I mean, Jesus, I'm a educated person. I don't even know the letters of the alphabet properly.
But it's funny because I was convinced. I was like, wait there, hang on a minute. Are we starting with which one? Where did we get to? And I had to kind of do some reverse. I was using fingers to count where we might have been. Anyway, right. That's the 7.5 minutes.
Let's push it to 8. This will get us halfway through the alphabet by the end of this episode. So we're halfway through.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
All right. Here's my story, my M story. You've seen what's the movie with the aliens and the carpet guy, Star Wars, right?
Alien?
Oh. Alien.
Yeah.
There's in Star Wars, there's Empire Strikes Back, there's some bounty hunters and there's a guy with bandages all over his head. Dengar?
Yes.
You know that guy?
Check
out that guy.
Oh my God, yeah.
So I just showed Chris a picture on my phone of a what do you call it? Mugshot. But the guy's got like, if you don't know, just Google Dengar, D-E-N-G-A-R, Dengar from Star Wars. This guy looks just like him. He's got the perfectly bandaged head. It looks comical. It's like somebody would do it for Halloween, but it's not. Here's my story from HuffPost. This is going back a bit, actually. This is 2012. It was old school.
Oh, wow. Retro.
Drunk duo goes on McRampage at McDonald's because of burger toppings, cops.
Oh, yes.
Cops. Now, we're going to call in cops back for old time's sake.
Yeah, a few things are happening there. A mook. Mm-hmm. We've got a mook pun.
McRampage. In,
and there was something else there. I can't remember what the...
Drunk duo goes on McRampage at McDonald's because
that's it. Drunk duo. The first thing I thought, Harry and Marv, Home Alone. That's the first thing. I know they weren't drunk, but that's the first thing I thought.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, yeah. It's funny because there was another story I was going to... I thought it was about a McDonald's, but there was just a lady who set fire to like her house. She was an arsonist, and her last name was McBurney. It's like Bodie McBoatface. Here we go. Two allegedly drunk diners, allegedly, were arrested after they threw bricks into McDonald's windows because their cheeseburgers lacked a sufficient amount of onions.
Oh, right. They're like diced onions at best, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah. Remember, what's with McDonald's these days? I mean, this is 10 years ago. This is probably when you still could just go into McDonald's.
Your Seinfeld. What's the deal with McDonald's?
You can't do, I mean, this, everybody's complained about, this isn't anything new, but you used to be able to go in McDonald's and they had the little, like behind the cashier people, there's just a little rack of burgers and you just like, I'll have whatever that one is and get the hell out in 30 seconds flat. And now it takes 15 minutes.
They were stored up,
weren't
they? Yeah.
Like, and I don't care what burger, I want to get out of here. I don't care. Like, I don't like pickles or mustard on my burger, but you know what? If I'm in a rush, give me whatever, I'll scrape it off. I don't really care. I'm in there. I want to pay 99 cents for a burger. Get the fuck out. But now you've got to like, hit the little touch screen. Yeah. You got to elbow drop all like the Uber Eats drivers and 15 minutes later. And the only good thing about McDonald's, I suppose now is like all the like weird, cheap, goofy people aren't there anymore. Cause a burger costs $12 now at McDonald's. So all like the, did I tell you my Greece McDonald's story? I was not Greece, Greece as in like slimy Greece, but the country. Greece. Yeah. With backpacking quite a bit in my 20s, you know, sometimes you get really, you know, you go in weird places and eat weird food and you pay the price and you have. So one of the things that I learned pretty quick is like, if you're in somewhere you've never been before, like if you're hungry, stick to McDonald's if you can, because the standards, the food hygiene standards are pretty good. You know what you're getting.
Yes.
So we were in, it was just outside of Athens, I think. And we were going to catch a ferry to one of the little islands. And we stopped in for breakfast to get an egg McMuffin or whatever, souvlaki McMuffin or whatever you get in Athens McDonald's. And there was a homeless guy in the next, like we're standing at the counter and the guy next to me, because there's like two cashiers. Cashiers, is that what you call them? Whatever they are. McServers. And he was ordering a coffee, as you do. And he paid for his coffee with whatever, a couple of euros. And he got the little, you know, the little milk creamers that you get, like the little tiny vials with the little peel off lids, the little shot glass, no, smaller than a shot glass. He was pouring those into his coffee and he made a right fucking mess of it and wound up pouring like half of one of those creamer pots onto the counter, like the public counter where you put your cash down and, you know, that you slide your tray across. And then he just proceeded to like lick the counter, lick the milk off the counter. Oh yeah, like a cat to a saucer.
Oh my goodness.
Didn't even miss a beat. But he was cleaning it up. Good for him.
That's how
I napkins that's were we available. Things. I think literally right at the cash register there was a thing I can. But no, I just.
It's kind of gone. Oh, that's happened again. I best deal with it the way that I always deal with it.
Don't want to waste a drop. So here we go. Back to my little drunk McIdiots here. So this is in Tennessee. Tennessee men, which is kind of like Florida men.
Oh yeah, it is. Isn't
it's the next podcast. Tennessee men. Sean Mosey. What?
11 a seaman. You're doing one better than...
Just like 10 or 11 a reef. Oh my goodness, it's too early in the morning for puns. Tennessee men Sean Mosey and Christopher Slate were, in quotes, so upset with McDonald's because their cheeseburger had been messed up that they premeditated an attack on the... Oh, here's a good town name for you. Murfreesboro. So Murfree is like Smurf, but minus the F. M-U-R-F, Murfreesboro, McDonald's.
Murfreesboro.
Yeah. So yeah, they attacked this McDonald's. Once they received their subpar patties early on Sunday, the two allegedly went home, got drunk, and continued to drink beer and get worked up about the cheeseburgers, an officer wrote. Apparently the manager of the McDonald's, This is you can tell this is from a Tennessee newspaper, had cussed the pair out.
So in between licking up the milk, cussed the pair out.
Which is why they were so raving mad. Now this is our this is one of our guys here. We were ticked. I mean, ticked is an understatement. I could do the southern accent. Brilliant. I did the southern accent a few weeks ago, and I'm just
ticked.
We were ticked. I mean, ticked is an understatement. We hung out and drank more and everything went down, he told the station. Police report states that the two went back to the fast food joint around 3 a.m. and, of course, took off their shirts, wrapped the clothing around their heads, and then threw a brick through the McDonald's front window. And the other guy, this is one guy, Slate is one guy. He threw the brick through the McDonald's window. And Mosey, the other fella, is accused of throwing a big piece of concrete through the drive-through window.
No.
Two employees inside sustained minor injuries. The only thing that would make this better would be if it linked back to, again, we keep referring back to, our, I think our favorite Florida man story is throwing a toilet through a window. That would be even the best part.
And bringing the second to sit on.
Cops found Slate at home. That's one of the guys. The other guy, Mosey, was captured because he fell down flat, face first, drunk, into the pavement outside the McDonald's and couldn't get up because he was too drunk.
Just stayed there.
Both were charged with vandalism and felony reckless endangerment. Mosley received an additional charge of public intoxication. That is my story.
Yes.
Sean Mosey and Christopher Slate threw bricks at McDonald's, police say. That's the main headline, but the subheadline I like better is drunk duo goes on McRampage at McDonald's because of burger toppings. Cops.
Now,
I rest my case.
Of course, the best thing about this is it's people get drunk and people behave irrationally when they are drunk. It's the choice that they made is what would be good. No, it's there's twofold. What would be good is to throw shit at this McDonald's. Mm-hmm. And the second fold is the reason why, which was the onions weren't up to scratch. It's a nonsense. It's all a nonsense.
It is. I mean, I'll admit it. I had several drinks last night. You know what I didn't do? I didn't go to McDonald's. I didn't. You know what I did do? I just went to bed.
Yes. Okay.
Anyway, I think by process of elimination, Christopher, I think it's over to you.
Yeah, it is. Unless anybody else is. No, it's just me. Right. Now then, I was initially going to, I thought, ooh, well, because we can take the letters to the extreme that we want them to go. It doesn't need to necessarily be the M stands for Michael. So,
is yours about like the number 1,000? Like, have you lapsed into Roman numerals? M for 1,000?
Oh, no, I've got a.
I could have done that. No,
I initially thought mystery, because in Devon, I think when there was like, it was hot in the summer, earlier this summer, in Devon, that somebody had carved out a shark fin, like from Jaws.
Okay.
And just let it kind of going around the sea, and it was like a prank. And the guy was like going, ha-ha, I've pranked you now. But I'm not going to do that. That's because, I mean, it's not really an idiot because he's obviously honouring Jaws. But it's not as good as this one, which is from Mexico. And
that begins with M.
But this does too. Mayor marries alligator-like reptile who he calls Princess Girl.
Fucking hell, that's a headline to beat all headlines. I love it.
He's called Victor Hugo Sosa.
Of course.
And he says, during the wedding, he says, I accept responsibility because we love each other. I don't know what the responsibility factor is, but never mind. He goes, that's what's important. We love each other. You can't have marriage without love. I think he's right.
Fair point.
I yield to marry with the princess girl. there's a picture of him kissing the top of her head. And because you wouldn't
kiss
the
lips. It's an actual alligator.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know if
it's a little tiny one, but it's not 38 feet long or anything like that.
In the headline, it says alligator-like reptile. I don't think they'd have said that if it wasn't. So, you know, like it might be one of these sort of in between a Komodo. Yeah. Is that what they're called? Komodo?
Komodo dragon, yeah.
And monitor lizards. It's so, like, in between that and an alligator.
Did the alligator newspaper say like local reptile marries human-like being?
That's funny, yeah. What you probably can't make out on when I do this is he's kind of got the lips wrapped up by twine. Do you know how to do that? Like, yeah. Steve Irwin wouldn't have even done that.
Yeah, Crocodile Hunter. That's spousal abuse.
I think so as well. And that they've not even begun their marriage before he's had to tape her mouth shut. A mayor in Mexico has married a female alligator. So, like, do you think his thought was, I'll get, like, they won't like it if I married a boy alligator, so I bet I'm best be this princess girl.
That would just be one step too far.
Yeah, Princey. I can't marry Princey. It'll have to be Princess Girl. It was a traditional ceremony. Which is believed to bring good fortune to his people. Now,
the alligators? No, the alligators are girl, not his people. That would be the mayor's, I suppose.
Again, I'm just going to hold this picture aloft.
I can make out a guy in a white shirt. It looks like one of mariachi type shirts and a tiny little reptile thing, and he's just giving it a big kiss on the head. I can't see a ton of detail, but
you can't. You're right, because it's blurry on this image.
Well, it's also phone through a Zoom call on my screen, but it looks like Danny Trio kissing a snake.
Yes, correct. That's exactly what it is. Now, because your eyes go immediately to the chaos in the front, you forget the fact that there's loads of people in the background sort of celebrating. Like,
clapping. There's a lady with a COVID mask on and the guy clapping. Yeah.
Talking about that was, you're right, that was COVID.
Either that or maybe she kissed the alligator first when it didn't have its lips bound and it's bit her nose off and something to kind of trust her nose hole back into place. I don't know.
Well, this was actually from a couple of weeks ago. Right. So we do
just
have
the honeymoon.
Interestingly, this is that's right. Yeah. We have the tweet, which is you can't see it.
Struggling.
The tweet.
That's long.
What you might notice is it's also in Mexican or Spanish or whatever. I'm not even going to attempt this. You know, usually.
Oh, please do. Please do. Unless there's a good name. Unless the mayor's got a really good name, because I need you. It's been a few weeks since I've heard you just rip into an accent.
Well, maybe this is the place name, right? Ready? The place name? Mm-hmm. Which is San Pedro Huamaliula.
That's how I don't even know how I'd spell
fuck
that.
Me. Jesus Christ. Victor Hugo Sosa is his name, which is a very English sort of sounding name. Anyway,
Hugo, is he the guy that wrote The Hunchback of Notre Dame? Is that Victor Hugo? Or was he...
Victor
who wrote Les Mis? Which
yes, that's right. Yeah, he wrote the Les Mis, yeah. Now, local law or tradition calls the creature the Princess Girl, and the mayor said the pair loved each other. Onlookers clapped and danced in San Pedro, a town of indigenous Chontal people.
Chontal?
Chontal. That does
sound
a bit...
Chontal?
T-A-L. So, T-A-L. Chontal. Okay. It just sounds like somewhere in, like, Keighley, West Yorkshire.
Chontal.
Chontal. People in... Oaxaca State, Southern Mexico.
Oaxaca.
That's probably what it is. That's probably what it is. Because they have...
That's
they
a place, and it's got letters, an X in it.
Yeah, they change letters for things, don't they? As they enter into holy matrimony, Mr. Sosa says... what he says is, I accept responsibility, but we're not told... I mean, what is the fucking responsibility? Anyway, you can't have marriage without love, as I said earlier. Mm-hmm. I yield to marriage with the princess girl. He was picturing kissing the animal on the head. Just on the head. Now, marriage between man and a female caiman, that's what it is, it's a caiman, has taken place. Oh, wait. Now, this is something I missed. This isn't the first time it's happened.
Oh.
This has happened for the last 230 years to commemorate the peace between Chontal and Huave indigenous groups. Now then, I feel bad about saying that I'm entering this mayor into the Hall of Idiots. But the thing is, it is idiotic. There's no two ways.
The mayor has, he could just say, you know what, let's just stop this tradition.
Like yes, that's right. Here's a summary of the, you know, like in the what the bride wears, say yes to the dress.
Oh, yeah.
So this is the, I'll read it out, right? Before the ceremony, the animal is carried from house to house so locals can hold her and dance.
Okay.
The reptile wears a green skirt, a colourful hand-embroidered tunic, and headdress of ribbons and sequins. Her snout
sounds
is
like
bound
my wedding
shut.
Day.
Listen to this. Her snout is bound shut, so there aren't any premarital mishaps. She's later dressed in a white bride's costume and taken to the local town hall for the wedding. She knows fuck all about this, and she just thinks this is humans being fucking stupid again. I've seen 500 of these over my time. Right, so there you go. There's M. And again, I don't want to... I'm not causing outrage. I'm Western. I don't get this. It's me being...
Mexico's even further west. They're just...
It's me
just
actually
one of
being
those things.
Ignorant. Actually, if you want to say anything, it's me being ignorant. But
the Mexico pod men are telling stories about fucking English idiots chasing cheese down a hill and stuff like that, not understanding what the hell's going on.
Exactly. Yeah, we never included the cheese racing thing.
That's normal.
Right.
All right.
There you go. Now then.
Scoring time.
Scoring time. So remind me of your guy.
It's two dudes, it's McDonald's. Didn't so like the onion. The onion situation. Drunk, came back, threw bricks and concrete, hurt people. One got arrested. The other one passed out in the parking lot, face down. And
he's he's probably the best of the idiots in this, because he didn't complete the mission. But also, I feel like this has to be McOnion situation. You or the Onion Mc situation. That's when you said Onion situation, I was like, yeah, that'd be a great name for a band.
It is. I think the fact that it was so. You know, we've had guys that do things like, again, we talked about throwing toilets through windows and kind of just getting angry for stupid things. You know, a guy went to a drive-through and got angry because the girl didn't tell him to have a nice day or something like that.
Yeah.
This is they didn't like the lack of onions. You know, like it's the silliest thing. And then I think if they would have reacted then and there, like, okay, it's still stupid. They went home and like planned this out. They just started drinking. And got
this
really worked
good
up.
Idea.
It escalated in their minds, and then they went back, and then threw, you know, rocks and concrete and stuff through the McDonald's, and then passed out. It's I would say standard idiot, but it's good. It's kind of silly, which I like. If it was, you know, I like silly and idiots together. I'm gonna give these guys like.
Go on.
No. I like icing. I'll go talk about
the
icing.
It's the icing on the cake is the passing out and waiting to get arrested.
It was like Peter Griffin in Family Guy starting to run away, just goes poof, face down immediately.
And just goes, that's it. That's the end of my story.
I want to give this a good score, but not like the best score. I'm going to go like 7.5, like 7.5 for me.
Thinking exactly the same. The thing that on the current list that I'm thinking of is things like Chimney Lady. That's a blueberry wrap. The Digger Disaster. These are ones that you, that it's just a bad idea. And every part of the bad idea ends badly. That's what it is. It's just a bad idea that can't get any better than the bad idea it already is.
Normal human behavior is to go back and speak to Grimace and say, excuse me, can I get some extra onions? You've neglected the onions on my burger. Can I just get a few extra, please? And that's it. You wouldn't even be on a podcast. Then you just live your life in peace.
Shall we go in at a 7.5, did you say?
Sure.
Yeah, okay, 7.5.
I've noticed the last few weeks we're agreeing on these scores.
Yeah,
it better when we fight. I'm gonna let you score yours first, and I'm going to go like half of that score. Be controversial.
Well, I'm calling it, unless you want to fight over this, I'm calling it McOnion.
McOnion, yeah. Like MacGyver's bad, just horrible cousin.
McOnion. Yeah, just McOnion. I like MacGyver. Oh. 7.5 goes in. He is taken, or they, I should say, have taken 18th spot.
That's fair.
Just behind Fake Kid's Death.
Cool.
Which, that was a while ago, but this season. Right. Wonderful. Okay, 18th place. Right, now, scoring Mayor Murray's...
lizard person.
Cayman lizard thing.
In my mind, when we think about this in about 6 months' time, it was a lizard person.
Yeah. So it's well, there was an interesting factor to that story that made me think, because of it being a tradition, it's not one person, and therefore the story is diluted somewhat. So I'm thinking it maybe sits around the 6 mark. It's still an idiot, but I feel sorry for the alligator. This is bordering on animal cruelty.
Yeah. Yeah. You're saying a hard 6?
I think I want to go in. Yeah, I think it's over halfway. Not quite record breaking.
Yeah, he's... I think both the alligator and the mayor are like almost innocents in this. They don't have a choice. The mayor would be forced out of town. I think that he would be run out of town if he didn't participate. It feels like, you know, this town is like, they need to do this. Everybody's ready and they're all hugging the alligator and putting a little doily on its head or whatever.
That's the whole village getting involved in chaos. Yeah.
So he's a bit of an innocent bystander in this. I want to give this like a 5.5.
So that'll be 5.75 if my maths is right.
I did that just to keep the math easy for you.
Yeah. And what we call him, Lizard Man. Is that what you call
him? Mayor Gator. Gator Mayor. Gator Mayor. Mayor Gator?
Mayor Gates. Oh, Mayor Gates.
Mayor Gate in brackets R. Mayor Gator.
Yeah. Right, okay, that goes in at position 40. And that's 50 added to the list.
We are halfway home.
We are halfway home.
That's not
home.
Bad. That's
yeah,
not
that
bad.
Is the letter M.
I've barely broken a sweat.
No, that's right, yeah. Except for the heat
situation.
Right, okay. Well, it's N next week. If my maths is right.
Indeed.
Or my literacy is right.
I'll make sure I have the right story ready, not skipping the letter like I did. We're going back. All right.
All right. Okay. Excellent. Ow.
But yeah, that's it. See ya.
Yeah.
Bye.
So, yeah. What? Yeah. We don't need to do anything else, do we? Right. Okay.
Music.
Stories. Stories over.
Bye. All right. Yeah. See you guys.
Bye. Bye-bye.